right, let's move on. When talking about drug addicts, very often we are focused on the damage that they cause, not only to themselves, but to families and communities. But there's a rehab centre in Retreat, which is hoping to change that narrative. The Freeway Drug and Alcohol Rehab Facility offers help and support for addicts wanting a better way of life. And they do that through counselling and group therapy sessions. And on Thursday, the centre and its clients embarked on the first of a number of cleanup projects that it's doing in the area. They secured the cleanup materials from local sponsors, and they say that they will keep going, giving a sort of much needed facelift to certain community and public spaces in and around Retreat and Steenberg. And they did the Symphony Park in Steenberg on Thursday. Joining me this morning, Freeway's fundraising and marketing manager, Emil Nyker, the founder of Freeway, Gregory Craig, Elcha Down, who's of Gardens Nursery, who very generously donated some plants and some of her expertise to the project. And we also welcome to Weekend Breakfast local ward councillor Marita Peterson. A very good morning to you all, and thanks so much for making time for us this morning. Emil, if I can start with you, where did the idea come from then to do these cleanups?
Hi, good morning, Sarah. Thanks for having me. Well, thanks for having us. So you know, Gregory Craig is his heart bleeds for the community, and you know, and he sort of instills that into the Freeway Recovery Center, you know. And he approached me and he said to me, listen, it's Recovery Month, and let's do something bigger. Let's do something better, and let's continue doing what we're going to be doing, you know. And we came up with the idea of cleaning up the community. So we initially had three sites to choose from, but the Symphony Park site was a site that we found to be challenging. Because there was just loads of you know, just household waste on the field, and the kids were playing in the park when we drove past that park just to have a look at it. And we sort of looked at each other and we're like, this is the one. This is the one that we're going to take on. You know, we're going to tackle this park. We're going to renew this park. We're going to make it a better and safe environment for the kids to play in. So yeah, so you know, we sat together and we decided on doing the Symphony Park and lots more other places that will need a facelift and a cleanup.
So you mentioned that there's been a problem with dumping in this particular area. You sent us some pictures, which we've put on our social media. You can go to at Cape Talk and at this is SJ King to look at the before and the after. I mean, you guys did an incredible job. But what is the issue with dumping in the area? You say that the local community knows that there's a problem. They've even perhaps identified the person they think's responsible. But you'd gone there one day and things had been cleared, and then you went back the next day and stuff had been dumped again. It's an awful lot of mess that was there.
Yes, look, I think just Symphony Park is just one of them. You know, I think there's quite a few areas in the Steenberg community that where people are currently dumping. You know, give us the reason as to why they're dumping. Honestly, I can't tell you. I really can't tell you. I think the thing about that is just to sort of educate them and renew their minds on that. You know, these are parks and these are places that people walk through. You know, it's an eyesore for people when they drive past, and not just that, the kids, they play in these areas. So it is a real big problem in the community. We are aware of that, and there's a need. There's definite need of educating these guys to say, listen, there's places where you could dump. There are places where you could dump. So let's keep the community clean. Let's get them involved, and let's do the right thing, man. Let's not dump in the parks where our kids are playing.
Let's talk about the support that you were able to secure from local businesses and local organisations. How easy was it to do that? Because you managed to get a lot of people, a lot of local businesses on board, which I just thought was extraordinary, particularly given that, you know, we are in the middle of a pandemic. A lot of businesses have been very hard hit. There is a sense of donor fatigue. Some people just simply don't have to give. But you managed to secure an awful lot of support. How easy was it to do that?
Yeah, look, it wasn't easy at all. I mean, yes, I mean, you know, business in the community and surrounding communities, and they have been hard hit by COVID. So initially, it was quite difficult. But I mean, it just warms my heart to know that there's businesses out there that's willing to donate. You know, and it became It was hard at first, but I guess when you got those yeses and those people who were interested in giving back to the community as well, it's really an amazing thing to be able to sort of communicate to them, and they're interested in what we're doing. And I think we understand that there are lots of businesses out there that's also not able to donate. You know, a lot of them has reached their quota for the year, I suppose. They are helping other organizations and such a thing. So those who were willing and able to accept, you know, us reaching out, we are truly grateful for them.
We're going to be hearing in just a minute from one local business owner who very generously donated plants and also had time to the project. What other donations did you receive?
Wow. Well, we received some other donations from hardware stores and the T-shirts as well that we wore, that all the recovering addicts wore on the day.
Tell us about the T-shirts. What did they say on them?
So the T-shirts, on the front of the T-shirts, it says, this is what recovery looks like, you know. So Polynation kindly donated 150 T-shirts and 200 masks. Thank you guys for that. And then we had some hardware stores. We had some R. James Hardware here in Wynberg. You know, they donated some equipment to be able to complete the project on Thursday. And then some other paint stores donated some paint as well, so we could paint, painting in and around the field as well. Much appreciated all the donations that came through.
How was the cleanup received by the community on Thursday? You guys started out there quite early, and we can see from the pictures that you sent through to us, you cleared an enormous amount of waste and dumping. I mean, bags and bags full. And then I suppose the great part began, which is that you were able to plant some trees and do some repainting. And I know that a lot of the community were sort of turned out and were watching you. What was their response, and how have they felt about what you are doing, giving back to the area?
You know, it was the community. They got involved. They were all like, they were all standing in the park. They were all watching what we were doing. The kids were excited, I suppose. Yeah, the kids were really excited. You know, we were handing out chips and cool drinks and all that. And the community, they seemed really interested in what we were doing. But there were some of the community. They approached us and they were like, this is all going to be for nothing at the end of the day, because they're just going to dump there again. So we're hoping that doesn't happen. And myself and Greg, we spoke about it, and we're like, we'll keep our hand on the park for as long as it takes for them to realize that this is not what they are supposed to be doing. You know? But otherwise, it was received quite well by the community, yes.
And where to next? Is this the first of a series of parks and public spaces that you as a centre are committed to? We'll speak to Gregory in just a second about the importance of why it is that addicts need to give back and the idea of sort of making a broader amends. But in terms of the commitment from the rehab, is this something, will you be looking at other areas in Steenberg in retreat to focus on next? Now that you're equipped with lots of nice spades and things?
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely. We've still got lots of sponsors coming on board to sort of donate more of the equipment.
Okay.
Because, we're going to be doing this on a continuous basis. We're going to be looking at the areas, and we're going to be looking at the need in the area for cleaning. And that's what we're going to be doing as the recovery centre.
Listen, I always like to use this platform as an opportunity for people to reach out. And I think particularly as you're doing such a good work in the local community, if there are people on tuned in now who think, we've got a few wheelbarrows, or we've got some, whatever it might be that might help you guys, how can they get in touch with you? Do you have a website, a Facebook page where people can reach out and say we'd like to support you in the work that you're doing?
Yeah, sure. They could go to www.freeway.com. Greg can provide you with the recovery center's details.
Okay, I think we've also got them. We can put them on our website too.
Yeah, sure. But definitely, man. We'd much appreciate any help that we can get. I think our heart bleeds for the community. You know, not just for our beneficiaries, but we want to be able to give back more. You know, and we're always thinking in our minds, what else can we do?
Yeah.
What can we do better? And so that's what Freeway is all about, man. That's what Freeway is all about. Thanks.
Emil Nika is the fundraising and marketing manager at Freeway Recovery Centre, who this week embarked on a Recovery Month cleanup of the Symphony Park in Stierenburg, which, as we've just heard from Emil, is the first in a number of projects that they want to do to give back to the area that for many of the addicts and recovering addicts involved were areas where they used to operate. I want to go now to Elke Down, who is the owner of Gardens Nursery, who was one of the donors who very generously gave of her time and gave plants to this project. Elke, a very good morning to you. Great to have you with us this morning. When you received the call from Emil saying, can you help us, were you immediately convinced? Did you know that it was immediately something that you wanted to support and get involved in?
Good morning. No, I wasn't sure, because so many people call me, so sometimes you don't know who's it, or is it real or is it fake or whatever. But when he sent me an email and WhatsApp and I saw his logo and everything, I knew, okay, fine. Plants, I'm always willing to donate, because we need trees all over.
And you really did. I mean, you really pulled all the stops out there, Elke, because you donated very, very generously. And not only that, but you donated of your time. You're based in Gardens. You drove out to Stierenburg on Thursday to help the guys with the digging. And I gather that you will continue. You're saying that you continue to support and offer them advice on how to best look after the plants and trees. What do you make of this project? What do you make of this organization who are young men on the mend, mending their lives, but also the importance of them giving back? What do you think of this project?
Oh, it's so brilliant. So brilliant. It's so good. So, yeah, that they do this, it's amazing to pick up the dump from other people and cleaning up areas. It's so good for the whole city. I mean, it's not only for the community. It matters to all of us, no? We clean up our city, the better, yes?
Would you encourage other local businesses to get involved as you have?
Yes, that would be nice, yeah. That would be very good.
And you've committed, I gather from Emil, you've committed to helping them out further. Is this a project that you now feel committed to?
Yes. If they need my help, yes. I would like to do this site. I told them to make it like a jungle. Then nobody will dump anymore, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then the kids have got a nice space to be.
No, absolutely. Elke Down is the owner of Gardens Nursery and one of the local businesses who so generously donated. We're going to be joined in just a second by Marita Peterson, who's the ward councillor for the Stierenburg area. But first, I want to go to Gregory Craig, who is the founder of the Freeway Rehab Centre. Greg, great to have you with us this morning. Thanks for joining us. Listen, why is giving back and cleaning up such a crucial part of addiction recovery? It's one thing, of course, to be giving back to the community, but from a personal point of view, for the men that you help and that you treat there at Freeway, why is this so important to their personal recovery?
Well, good morning, Sarah. Thanks for having us once again. When addicts are always frowned upon, and in addiction, we always get caught up with the feelings of entitlement. We have the attitude of, the world owes us something. And in recovery, we get to teach the guys to get involved. We get them to experience emotions once again, and those emotions of shame, guilt, and anxiety can be very overwhelming at times. And here's the key, man: being of service to others and knowing you made a difference can replace those negative feelings with positive ones. So what I love about it is that on this cleanup day, we had a couple of other rehabilitation centers that were helping us. And so here they get to establish new friendships. They also start to feel appreciated. You kind of see that self-growth takes place, there's connection once again. I was just looking at the day and I was thinking, when I was speaking to Emil, what would replace, how do we prevent them from dumping there again? And that's where we came on of what you sow, you will reap. And we planted so that people could see that their place is beautified. I think it was a perfect initiative just to get not only the guys involved, but the the organizations and also the community. Many of the people came around there. They started taking pictures, and initially they thought we were a political party doing a cleanup, you know, getting the vote. We said, no, these are people that are in recovery, and that excites me. You know? For many of time, addicts are frowned upon, they are looked upon, or the people pushing the trolleys, most probably they're the ones doing the dumping, you know? Mm. And so now they see, but they get a different outlook of what addiction is and what recovery is, you know? And so I'm glad to be a part of this initiative of making an impact and a difference in our communities.
I think that's such an important point, though, Greg, and particularly in the area that you were in Steenberg. It is an area that has been deeply impacted by drugs and other elements, sort of gangsterism and that sort of thing. And to be able to see the T-shirts, particularly that said, "This is what recovery looks like," and also that recovery is possible. I think to begin that narrative with the local community is hugely important. In terms of what local government is doing or what government is doing to support people who are affected with the disease of addiction, is government doing enough? Do you receive enough support as an organization?
Well, we don't receive any support from government. So that's been one of our biggest struggles. So hence us doing the fundraising. And when I'm looking at government and I pick up when I receive calls from people, they always tell me that, look, at government institutions, there's always a waiting list.
Mm.
So that's a problem, you know. And when they're phoning rehabilitation centers, especially top-notch ones, they cannot afford it. So we've seen a problem, and we were looking at a solution. But, you know, it's tough because fundraising is definitely the biggest problem for us. So when I'm looking at what's happening in our country and all over the world, actually, with the pandemic of COVID, I think the pandemic of addiction, you know, more people are dying of addiction than of COVID. So the reality is that help is needed, and we've seen that, and there's only so much we can do. But we definitely need assistance from government. But when we're looking at that, government also, there's a criteria that needs, and that criteria is high for us because we cannot afford the likes of a social worker or occupational therapist. Mm. And so we're looking at, when we speak to organizations, we get people from UCT to help assist us, and then also from SACAP, South African College of Applied Psychology, to do, we get those people to assist. But where we can get our own social workers and our own occupational therapists, that costs lots of money. And we don't have the funding to be able to afford to pay these people a monthly salary. So that's our struggle.
I want to pick up on something that you said there, you know, and if you've got money, finding treatment in Cape Town particularly is not difficult. If you, and it's a very attractive place for people to come from overseas to go to rehab. But it seems that in that, and there really are a lot of very good, but very expensive, particularly for South Africans, very expensive rehab centres to go to in Cape Town, but not very much for the average South African. And I guess your facility sort of is a bit of an antidote to that. Do you feel that you are, you know, the program that you offer is just as good, perhaps, as some of the programs that are being offered in some of these much more expensive rehab centres in Cape Town, that perhaps you're getting a little bit overlooked? What do you feel about that?
I definitely do think so, because I've worked in the top-notch rehabilitation centres. And, you know, this is not a lockdown facility where you lock people up and you throw away the key. And so we do the holistic program, mind, body, and soul. And then we also get them to do exercise, and we take them on hikes, and we take them to meetings. And that when I look at some recovery centers, they don't do that. So definitely I want to give our guys, I mean, doesn't matter which background you come from, which race you come from, we want to give you the best treatment as the top-notch rehabilitation centers around. I believe Cape Town is one of the recovery hubs of the world, man. People come all the way to Cape Town just to, you know, they experience Table Mountain, they experience all our beautiful places. So, definitely.
Greg, always nice to have you on the show. Thanks very much indeed for joining us. Gregory Craig is the founder and director at Freeway Ministries, which this week has begun to do a clean-up initiative of areas in Steenberg and Retreat and surrounds, starting off with Symphony Park in Steenberg, where his clients, teams and recovering addicts donned T-shirts saying, "This is what recovery looks like," and began their clean-up of this park, which has become a dumping ground. It's a children's playground, it's a park area, but has become a bit of a dumping ground for locals who've been dumping their waste there, and they've really done an incredible job of cleaning up. And we spoke also to Eltje Down, who is a local garden, who owns Gardens Nursery here in Vredehoek, who donated her time and plants to cleaning up. She says she wants to turn the area into a botanical garden. But what is the issue with dumping in the area? And also, as Gregory was saying there, what is government doing also to support addicts this recovery month and continually? We're joined now by the ward councillor for the Steenberg region, Marita Peterson. Lovely to have you with us, Marita. Thank you so much for making time. What do you make of this project, this cleanup project by Freeway?
Good morning, Sina Jane. Good morning, everybody. I think it's a fantastic initiative. I've listened to Mr. Craig carefully, and I think I've met Mr. Craig, I think, about 2 years ago around the works that they want to do, and I think the initiatives are great. I think what they did on the weekend was great. In fact, I had exactly the same thing planned with waste management. And when I got the call, I thought to myself, let's sit back and allow them to do the initiative. But let me come back to the real gist of the challenge that we are facing with regard to dumping.
Please.
They call it Symphony Park. I like to call it Zitter Street Park because it runs across two roads, but that's not a problem. So, yes, we've got an extreme, we've got a very challenging problems with dumping in the Steenberg area and surround. And it's not just Symphony Park. It's amazing how many waste people generate within a week in the pocket of Steenberg area. So we have embarked on these two programs that the city is running, waste management is running. At our sub-council, we've launched a motion to eradicate waste in our sub-council, which is called the Waste Busters, tabled by Alderman Moodley. And Ward 68 participated in it because of the discussion that we're having. And then we came up with two initiatives, which is called an awareness, but also a dignified program or dignifying our trolley brigade because they are the biggest contributors to dumping in our area.
Right, okay. And
yes, it is so. And so we have got, over the last 3 months, we've done awareness, extensive awareness, where we've reached out just in the Steenberg area, just about 1,500 people that we had interviewed through what we call the Ocean is a Home. It's an awareness initiative, just to create awareness and educate people. We've piggybacked on a water waste, water management program with EPWP, and we use them to educate people. Coupled to that, we've had training sessions with community members, and this is still in work in progress. It's called Consider It the Cash Program. It is primarily aimed to train and equip waste participants from local communities, promoting a culture of starting and running a waste management business.
When you say waste participants,
that is your trolley brigade.
Got it.
Listen, because whatever we call it, the trolley brigade.
Yeah.
You know, because these are the guys that is collecting the waste. Not everything that we waste and dump in our parks is necessarily waste. There's money in it. There's value in that waste. So what I did was, because Ward 68, the greater Lavendale area, the precinct is identified as a MIRP precinct. So we're not just talking about Lavendale, we're talking about every other community that impacts on the Lavendale area. And so we got some funding, and I took part of that funding, and I said, hey, I want to employ these waste pickers and turn them into entrepreneurs. So that is work in progress, securing a tender. We couple them, we identify these spaces where they can sort the recyclables. We connect them to
recycling companies to collect.
And where would be in that area? Because the community was saying to Freeway that they know who these people are that are dumping. They can identify them, and you know, you drive past one day and the waste is gone, and then it's back the next day. And obviously they don't want this to happen. They want this a beautiful little park and an open space area, and the kids were playing, you know, and watching it, as the guys were saying, the kids were watching and playing there while they were cleaning up. We don't want this to happen again. We don't want this to become to continue to be a dumping site. So where are the sites? Where is the nearest place where the trolley brigade can go and dump or sort their waste? Where would it be?
So we've got a number of pockets across the Steenberg area. We've got one on Military Road that we've identified. We would not want to necessarily use Symphony Park as a sorting area, okay?
No.
Because it is not such a big space, and I think the space can be optimally used, especially for the kids, because if you look at that particular pocket, there's not immediate parks right there. That is the one park that is there for the surrounding streets. There's not a lot of park. There's not another park close by. So we're still identifying the pockets, and we're going to use them to separate the goods and all of that. And I actually wouldn't want to support that they do it in that park. There are other pockets that they can do. We've got quite a number of open spaces that we can use. We enclose it. That park initially is being earmarked for fencing and a little bit more upgrade in order to curb the dumping in on that park. So there's funding available for that park. The challenge with reporting dumpsters in the park is also poses a challenge, because it's amazing how people feel threatened by the trolley brigade or the guys that dump there. And they know exactly who it is. My office is just down the road, and they will come and say, councillor, they've dumped in the park already. But you know what? We get refuse collection weekly. We have that area is an identified hotspot. It gets cleaned at least once a week minimum. Sometimes we go in there twice a week.
But the thing is that the cleaning is a response to something that shouldn't be happening in the first place. And if you know who the people are...
That is why we are responding to the root cause of that of the dumping there.
Mm.
And that is to empower the dumpsters. And hopefully we can change them into becoming ambassadors for a particular community. And this is my challenge, is we have EPWP that we employ to clean up our areas. But this is not necessarily the right person that you want on the job. Because we want, EPWP is not a very sustainable economic development program or a sustainable program that that is a permanent job. So it's a different scenario. But we need to get the right people into the space where we can really bring about a sustainable change in the community. And it is to invest in those people that see the need of making a buck out of collecting dirt and, you know, cleaning people's properties, or somebody getting them to come and clean their properties for them and dump it someplace else. So it's about attempting to change that mindset, but also to address the root cause of dumping.
Yeah.
Because it's got such a big spin-off and ripple effect, not just in our psyche as communities, but also on our environment. And it's not just in the park. Our biggest problem of dumping is in our water bodies. And we've got two water bodies that goes in onto Zandvlei and also onto our ocean. So it's a big ripple effect on all of that. But it is about addressing the root cause for me as the local councillor, because we can't continue to clean up behind people all the time.
No, quite right. Listen, we're all sorry to interrupt you, Marita. We are fast running out of time, and I just want to address the second issue which Gregory raised, which is around the support for organisations like his, and I suppose really the support for those people affected by recovery and addiction. There are, as we mentioned, an awful lot of rehab centres Sisters in Cape Town. Mm-hmm. It's become, as he said, a recovery hub, which is great in one aspect. Yes, we want people to be healed and get treatment for their addictions. But very often the market that is being targeted is a wealthy market. It's often an overseas market. And actually the facilities that are accessible to South Africans are, as he said, long waiting lists. He's not receiving support from government. What is government doing in that regard, particularly for there is an enormous drug problem in Cape Town. Some communities feel left behind. The city, home to a lot of private, expensive facilities, accessible really only to foreigners, the very wealthy, few options for locals. What's government doing about that?
Well, I think government could do more. I'll be brutal about the fact that a little bit more can be done for addicts in recovery. It's really a problem, and drugs that are in our communities. But I think we need to have a conversation. We need to have more local conversations in our community with all the relevant role players, not just myself as the local ward councillor, but also with the maker, Zaid Badruddin, with our minister, Shauna Fernandez. And actually, maybe I should assist if Greg and I could have a conversation and just have an engagement around how much more a local government, provincial and national, can do in order to respond to the pandemic that he calls it on drug addiction. And it is big, and I support him in that, and not enough is being done. And he is quite correct when he says that, the top-notch facilities are too expensive for our locals to latch onto and to afford and to even enjoy those treatment. But I think more can be done in our local communities, such as outpatients, the Matrix program. We don't have the Matrix program in Steenberg area or close by. I think we only have one in Parkwood. And if you understand the dynamics of gangsterism and drug addiction in our local communities, it is not so that our Steenberg guys or our Lavendale guys, our Retreat guys, can just go into Parkwood and enjoy that facility. So it is a conversation. I fully support him in that there is a little bit more that can be done.
Yeah,
Marie. I also just want to encourage Craig, you know, we've got such a lot of local community centres. The one thing that I would love to see is, especially organisations such as what he's doing, is to set up more support programmes in our community centres, so that people can freely go to their community centres and see what is being done there. And sometimes we don't need necessarily to be out of the community to change our lives. Sometimes we find the healing right there in our communities. But we need to facilitate the processes in order to access these opportunities or the healing processes right there. So, it's a conversation that needs to be had, but I don't think it's enough conversation. And I think a little bit more can be done, unfortunately, from government side. I fully support him in that. I've been listening attentively to his passion and where he's coming from.
Marita Peterson is ward councillor, ward 68 councillor for the Steenberg area. Marita, great to have you with us. Thanks so much for making time, talking to us this morning, along with the fundraising manager and the founder of the Freeway Rehab Centre in Retreat, which this week has been begun their cleanup initiative of local parks and public spaces as a sort of give back to the local community, which, as we heard from Freeway founder Gregory Craig earlier, is a reciprocal thing. It's about giving back, and the importance of for addicts in recovery of giving back and changing the view also of how recovering addicts are viewed. The members of Freeway this week wearing T-shirts saying this is what recovery looks like, and local councillor Marita Peterson saying, yeah, government could do more.